stuck in your hat. A hammer and sickle that catch light and flash. Well, I can't help but notice the diminutive thing you might wear to display that you're on the left wing. But Lenin wasn't exactly a lover of freedom, and Stalin wasn't great to the poor. The Third International was not the Third Reich, for that Hitler would have to have killed millions more, and Kulaks lie buried down in the mass graves, killed by a famine engineered by a man who thought grain would serve better outside the Ukraine. 5 million dead for a new five-year plan. There's a lot of ideas from the last century that made sense at the time, but now it seems to me solidarity for workers might seem a bit dated if the jobs that they work all become automated. The unions sold out their more radical kin for better treatment from the boss man. They need permission to strike, and on a timeline they must make sure that management approves of the plan, which is not to say we must live without cause or hope, boil our brains with entertainment or dope, living our lives by the legends of yore, escaping the reality that our brains evolved for. We can think, we can learn with our compounded skill. If we can imagine a future worth living, we will rise to the occasion and keep up the fight against our own bias to figure what's right. And if we don't, we'll allow paranoia to win and squander all our limited time. What are you hiding? What is your game? Brain suspended in whole to make space for the group mind. Well, I for one must wholeheartedly doubt that humans already figured politics out in a way that can be written in a few books or tracts. I think living the good life entails constant search for the facts.